Mike McFeely from KFGO with Twins pitcher Vance Worley in Fort Myers, Florida. And Vance, we're just talking, walking up the stairs here, that I think the comment you made was, I'm just down here working, trying to make a team. So maybe a little bit different situation than last year for you.
Yeah, it's completely different. You know, we went out this offseason and signed a handful of pitchers, and you know, obviously they got a little bit of money, so they got priority over a lot of the guys that are returning. But you know, for me and a few of us other guys, it's just all about coming down here, staying healthy, and giving ourselves an opportunity to get on this team.
You must feel like there's one spot open, right? If you look at the rotation, it's the guys you mentioned, Nolasco, Hughes, Pelfrey, and Correa maybe have those first four spots. Are you looking at as there's one job open?
There is one job open. You know, it's up for grabs. I think it's between me, Diamond, and Deduno. So everything just depends on how we do individually here, and you know, whether or not they're going to move one of us to the pen or what their plans are. You know, you can't worry about that. You know, it's just one day at a time here.
You've been a starting pitcher your whole career, but I assume that if the Twins wanted to send to the bullpen, you'd be fine with that to stick in the major leagues, right?
If I'm in the major leagues, yeah. Yeah, I think that's the same move anybody would make.
Yeah. Okay. You know, also you mentioned walking up the stairs that you feel healthy this year, and that was an issue last year. You're coming off the surgery, right? And so compare last year to how you felt to this year to how you feel.
Well, I mean, last year I basically just got cleared by the Phillies to get things going, and a couple days later, next thing I know, I'm traded. So now I don't really have a throwing routine. I'm trying to figure out my mechanics all over again, and then I came over here and I thought I had things right, and you know, mechanically obviously it wasn't. You know, my numbers show it. I struggled and then got sent down to the minor leagues and ran into more problems down there. So this offseason I just made sure I took care of myself physically. You know, obviously the weight loss was another big thing for me. So
how much weight have you lost? Because you look smaller.
I'm almost 30 pounds lighter than last year. So my body's moving more freely. This is the lightest I've been since high school. So
if you could tell me the secret, by the way, I'd appreciate if you could tell me that.
Don't eat the food you like.
That's no fun at all. That's no fun at all. Looking back at last year, I'm sure you've been asked this already a million times in Fort Myers here because you've been here for a week or 10 days. But last year, you're the opening day starter, a lot of expectations, and as you said, it just didn't work out. What was it all injury related, or how you felt, or were there other things going on that led to the tough year last year?
For me, it was just mechanics. You know, I had a hard time getting the ball down in the zone, and everything we thought was the problem wound up just kind of spiraling out of control. It led to one thing, led to another. Finally, you know, got sent down and figured things out. It was just my arm slot. It was a little high, and I couldn't get the angle on the ball that I used to be able to get, and now I have that.
Is there a confidence factor too? There has to be, right? When you're facing the best hitters in the world and you start to struggle a little bit, does it become question marks in the head?
Not necessarily. I mean, I know I've been able to compete at this level, and you know, it was just a little back set with the injury from the previous season, and you know, obviously it was just mechanics. I went down and I was able to compete and do the things that I was used to doing, and you know, just never made it back up because of another injury.
So how's it been going so far this year? Been out here, as I said, for a week or 10 days, and you're feeling good. You're saying you're feeling good. So what's going on?
It's nice to be able to throw a ball and not have to think about any pain that's going to come along with it. So you know, like I said, it's just my arm's moving free, my whole body's moving free, you know, lost the weight. So it's just a matter of continuing to feel that way as long as I can.
Have you had a chance to see the other guys throw, Nolasco and Hughes and those guys, and or maybe you're just focused on your own thing, but if you've had a chance to see them throw, what do you see from those guys?
I've seen Nolasco throw in the pen, but all the other guys are in different groups. So for me, I haven't been able to see them, but Nolasco, good bullpens. He's got really good stuff, stays down the zone. He's got a lot of movement on his pitches. So, I mean, that's what you need to do to be able to compete up here.
Thank you, Vance. Appreciate it.
No problem.